弟兄姊妹们早安。
Thank the Lord that He has given us one more opportunity to be found in His house.
感谢主，我们看到很多的圣徒在神的家中。
I thank for the leading of our brother Jason with the song.
感谢主，为着刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌。
It's so amazing to see how God unites the hearts and the brother for sharing, choosing the song.Which is so apt for what I'm going to share this morning.
我们感谢主，借着圣灵呢，就把领诗歌的所选择诗歌和我所讲的主题就连在一起。
The first sentence of the song.
第一节在这个诗歌里。
It said that I live day by day.
他说的每一天。
And I do not know about tomorrow.
他说。我们不晓得明天将如何。
This is my testimony, and this is the way God has been leading me and guiding me.
这就是我的情况，每天由神来带领我。
So, just 2 weeks back, we had a chance to visit one of our family friends in Pittsburgh.
两个礼拜前呢，我们到匹兹堡呢去看一位这个。我们家的朋友。
They were living with us in New Jersey 5 years back, and they moved to Pittsburgh.
五年前呢，他们跟我们住在一起，那么他现在搬到匹兹堡去了。
So they're also believers.
他们也是信徒。
So the sister asked me that, you know, in our language, Anna, she said, "Brother, can you tell me, since?" She knows that my son is going to the college. So she asked me, can you tell me how did you plan your college son's future or his fees?
他就问我，他那个就那位姊妹就问我说，哎，你知不知道你要上大学的儿子，你为他有什么打算呢？
So should I invest in 401k or there's something called loans or anything? So what do you recommend?
你要为了他的 学费要投资在哪一个这个基金股票呢？
So I said, I never planned that. In fact, I live day by day.
我跟他说呢，我没有打算做任何事，我就是每一天就活着。
And it's so apt. In fact, this is what I want to share. My sharing is that.God knows our needs and how He brings things to pass in His time.
这就是我想要分享的题目，就是神知道我们的需要，他每天在供应我们。
Before I share, let's look to the Lord for His help.
我在这个分享以前呢，让我们先有些祷告。
Loving Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父神
，I thank you for this one more opportunity that was given me.To open my mouth and to express thy faithfulness in my life.
感谢你给我们这一次机会，让我们能够用口再一次讲说你在我身上的所显出的你的信实。
I don't understand thy plans and purposes.
我知道你在我身上有你的计划和目的。
Why you chose me and why thou art working in me?
为什么你拣选我，并且在我身上有些作为
？Because I see only in me weaknesses, failures, and shortcomings.
我看到的只是我自己的软弱和短处。
But I thank you for choosing me and revealing thy son to me.
感谢你拣选了我，并且将你的儿子启示给我。
And thou has considered me before the foundation of this world.
在你还没有造天地万物之前呢，你就已经想到了我。
And thou wrought thy good work in me.
并且你把你的善功做在我的里面。
Lord, I confess there is nothing in me which I can express. It's only through thee and thy words which I can share with thy chosen ones.
在我里面实在是没有一样好处，但是我要把你在我身上所做的，要分享给在座的弟兄姊妹们。
So Lord, have mercy upon me and on my brother.
但愿你向我施怜悯。
That every word we speak may bring glory and honor to thee.
我们所分享的每一句话都能够使你的荣耀。
Nothing of myself may come out.
凭着我自己，我不能讲什么。
So touch my mouth and touch the ears of our brothers and sisters.
求你膏我的口，并且膏众弟兄姊妹的耳朵。
That this short time of fellowship may bring glory and honor to thee, and the church may be edified.
用这简短的时间，能够使我们的神得荣耀。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So for today's sharing, I want to read from the book of Romans, chapter 9.
我们要读罗马书的第九章。
And we'll read from verse 8 till verse 24.
从第八节读到第二十四节。
Book of Romans, chapter 9, from verse 8 to verse 24.
罗马书第九章第八节到第二十四节。
That is, they which are of the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
也就是说，肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。
For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son.
因为说应许的话是这样的，到明年这个时候我要来，撒拉必生一个儿子。
Verse 10, not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac.
不但如此，还有利百加，即从一个人，就是我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕。
For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to the election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth.
双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意。不在乎人的行为，乃在乎那招呼人的主。
It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger.
就神就对利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的。
Verse 13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
第十三节，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
Verse 14, what shall we say then?Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid.
第十四节，这样我们可说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有。
For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, Even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
因为经上有话在法老说，向法老说，我叫你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。
Verse 18, Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy.And whom will he will he harden it?
如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
Thou wilt say then unto me, Who doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will?
这样你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁能抗拒他的旨意呢？
Verse 20, Nay, but O man.Who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed that thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus?
你这个人啊，你是谁？这敢向神强嘴呢？受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？
Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor, another unto dishonor?
窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？
What if God willing to show his wrath and to make his power known endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction?
倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容那可怒预备造毁灭的器皿。
Verse 23, And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory.
又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备的荣耀的器皿上。
Even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles.
这器皿就是我们被神所召的，不但是有从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中。
We'll read one more portion from Psalms chapter 100.
我们再从这个诗篇第一百篇。
Verse 2 and verse 3.
第二节到第三节。
Psalms chapter 100, verse 2 and 3.
诗篇一百篇第二第三第二到三节。
Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing.
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves.We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
你们当晓得，耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
We'll pause for a while the reading of the word.
我们暂停读圣经，那么接下来
just pause、
yeah. 就是我们读圣经停在这儿。
This Romans chapter 9 and this verse which is very close to my heart, that is verse 16.
罗马书第九章呢，对我的心里面呢，是有很重要的意义的。
King James Version reads like this.
它是这样子。
It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
第十六节，据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
Not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth.
据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的。
This is my testimony when I was in my 20s.
这是我的见证。
I strived and I ran for everything as a young man.
我年轻的时候呢，我拼命的努力要得着。
My goal was to achieve wealth, prosperity, and like any young man or woman, I was.
我的要想要得着的就是财富，和通达。还有那个找到一个我所喜欢的人结婚。
I said to myself that I don't need anyone. I can achieve, I can conquer, and I can do it all by myself.
我对我说呢，我不需要任何人的帮助，我可以达到这一切呢，就凭着我自己的力量。
And this verse again and again, and Lord humbled me. Lord.Taught me precious lessons.
但是在这个路程当中呢，神来使我学习谦卑，不断的让我们能够学习。
We know that this chapter, primarily Apostle Paul was talking and referring to the children of Israel.
他在这里是神借着保罗写下来, 是特别讲到以色列人, 神的百姓。
He had a very heavy heart because he was very sentimental for the children of Israel.
我们知道这个保罗对他的这个肉身的 这个同胞呢, 有非常重的负担。
And we see this in verse 2 and 3.
我们在第二节, 第三节, 可以看到他心中的那个重担。
And then as we go into the middle part of the chapter, he talks about God's sovereign will.
但是在这张圣经的中间的地方呢, 他就说到神的主权。
And then he talks about how God chose Abraham and how he gave him Ishmael and Isaac.
他就说到神怎样拣选亚伯拉罕并且赐给他两个儿子,
Even though Ishmael was the first child,
虽然以斯玛利是, 第一个生的长子,
but God chose Isaac, the
但是,
child of promise.
但神却拣选了以撒。
And then he talks about Jacob and Esau.
然后他又说到, 以扫和雅各。
And in this case, even before both of them were born, God chose Jacob.
他们还没生下来以前呢, 神就已经拣选了雅各。
And then as we go on to verse 13, he says that Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
你就读到第十三节的时候, 神说啊, 雅各是我所爱的, 以扫是我所恶的。
So there have been some controversial sharings with many brothers on this, because here they predominantly say that it is God who favors, God doesn't care, and he is always one-sided.
很多弟兄姐妹读到这一段呢, 他就会有疑问, 他觉得说神不公平的, 他是偏心的。
So we have to understand that it is, of course, God did not like he wanted, but he chose. He chose Jacob for a purpose.
我们第一个所要知道是, 他不是偏爱谁, 乃是照着他的旨意, 他拣选了雅各。
And when he chooses, and the one whom he doesn't choose, he gives them a chance and opportunity to set right their lives also.
他没有拣选的人呢, 神给他们机会, 使他们的, 能够改变, 使他们的生命能够也改变。
This is what we see in the life of Esau.
我们从以扫的生命中可以读到这一点。
So God looks at the condition of our heart and sees what we desire and how is our walk.
神是看我们人心的, 来看我们是怎样在人生的道路中做哪些决定。
Then as we go on to the subsequent verses, we see about Pharaoh and we see about how God hardened his heart.
我们也读到法老, 神怎样刚硬他的心。
And we see that how God used Pharaoh to demonstrate his power.
我们也读到神怎样利用法老来彰显他的全能。
And we see that how he hardened his heart again and again.
我们也看到神怎样使他的心一遍一遍的刚硬。
But we also see that there were instances where he hardened his heart and where he sinned again and again.
我们读到了以为是神使他的心刚硬, 使他一次再一次的犯罪。
Bringing these two individuals and talking about Jacob and how he was favored, we see here that the writer Paul is talking about a vessel of honor and dishonor.
我们如果把雅各跟法老做个比较, 你去看到神在里面告诉我们是他在一方面呢, 他要 显出他的荣耀。
My desire and my burden this morning is to talk about these vessels.
我的, 心中的负担是想要跟弟兄姐妹分享的，就是这一点。
As much as there is a sovereign will of God, the way He chose each one of us, but there is also an self-will or the will of the vessel of how it submits or how it has a desire to serve in the house of God.
虽然一方面呢，说到神的拣选，但是另一方面也说到我们人的心呢，我们是怎样在神面前呢做决定来服侍他。
So we will see how time permits, but we will go step by step because it's very important to understand and to know our understanding and to know our calling.
所以我想在用这段时间呢来一步一步的和弟兄姊妹分享呢在我们所能够明白的整个过程。
Brothers and sisters, I strongly believe that each one of us who are sitting here are in the sovereign will of God.
我深深相信在座的每一位呢都在神绝对的主权的底下。
That He has revealed His Son to us and He desires that each one of us to be found in His house and to be a vessel unto honor.
我深深相信呢我们每个人呢神已经把他的儿子启示给我们并且呢也决定呢是我们能在他的家中做贵重的器皿。
Growing up a country like India where I have seen so many religious people, I have seen so many pious people.
我看到从我生长的环境中呢我看到很多的非常敬虔的人。
And I've seen their lives and I've seen the strive to attain righteousness.
我看到许多有宗教信仰的人看他们怎样努力的想要得着敬虔。
And when I see how God chose me and how God revealed His Son to me amazes me and I thank God for that.
然后我就经历到神拣选了我使我能做他的儿女我为着是向神感谢。
And I thank God that He never left me and since the day one He has been working with me and leading me and guiding me.
我感谢神他从来没有放弃我在一直呢来教育我并且引导我。
It is God and He is the one who directs and leads us.
我们知道是神他差遣他的儿子为我们死并且为我们复活。
Book of Romans chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
Verse 33 to 36. For God hath concluded them all in we'll read from verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out.
甚哉神丰富的智慧和知识他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor?
谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again?
是谁先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
Verse 36, For of Him, and through Him,And to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
Brothers and sisters, as I look back into my journey thus far, I can testify that it is many of His ways we don't understand, and many of the things are still mysterious to us.
当我回顾我的一生啊，我们发现说很多事情是我所不了解的。
He is the one who directs our steps each day.
是他来衡量我的脚步，定我的脚步。
Book of Jeremiah.
我们来读一下那、这个。
Chapter 10.
读一下这个耶利米书第十章。
verse 24, 23. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 23.
耶利米书第10章23节.
O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps.
耶和华呀, 我晓得人的道路不由自己, 行路的人也不能定自己的脚步.
Many of the Bible warriors, we see their life and how God brings in people and how God takes them through various situations. It is because it is the Lord who is directing their paths and how He is bringing things to pass.
我们知道圣经里面有很多这样的经文, 说到是神在制定我们的道路, 衡量我们的脚步。
Many of them, one such is was Moses.
并且有很多的人物呢, 来给我们做榜样, 其中一个就是摩西。
We all know the birth, how the birth of Moses, and we know the times, what the things happened during the birth of Moses.
我们都知道摩西的一生。
So, when Moses was born, there was a decree passed there that every male child should, the moment is born, should be killed.
我们知道在摩西的时候, 这个所有生下来的男孩子, 他们一生下来就要被处死的。
But there was one family, and who feared God, and who loved God.
但是有一个家庭呢, 他们是敬畏神的。
How Moses' parents, they hid him for a few months, and eventually when it was difficult, how they put the baby in a small basket and made the basket to drift in the water.
他的父母呢, 生下来以后就把他藏了起来, 并且后来长大以后呢, 就把他放在这个芦苇的这个箱子里。
And how the basket was caught the eyes of the Pharaoh's daughter.
然后他把放在这个尼罗河上, 然后他这个箱子呢, 就飘到这个法老女儿的面前。
It was all the way how God planned. It was timing which God planned. Imagine that if probably she would have come 1 hour late, or maybe probably she would have come the previous day, she would have missed that basket.
我们知道这都是背后有神的安排, 神的这个作为, 如果他早一天晚一天呢, 他就不能够, 那个箱子就不能够被法老的女儿发现。
But everything was done because it was the Heavenly Father watching over it, and He had a plan about how Moses should come into the house, into the Pharaoh's house.
我们知道这都是天上的父呢, 他在一切背后计划安排的。
And then we see that how the baby finds favor in sight of Pharaoh's daughter, and how the daughter gives over the baby to be taken care of by Miriam's parents and by Moses' parents. It's so amazing.
所以我们也看到法老的女儿非常喜欢摩西, 并且安排一个奶妈, 就是摩西的自己的母亲做奶妈来把她带养长大。
Proverbs 20:24 says, Man's goings are of the Lord. How can one understand it?
他这边就讲到说, 神的终极何其难测, 谁能知道呢, 明白呢?
Yes, brothers and sisters, man, Lord, the Heavenly Father, He does things, and He orchestrates everything, and He is continuing to do in each one of our lives.
我们的神啊, 就在每一个, 你我, 每个人的生命当中, 做这奇妙的事。
I did my master's in business management.
我是在研究所是读这个商业行为的。
And my core desire or my heart was always inclined towards marketing.
我所喜爱的呢是想要做这个行销管理。
So when I joined my father's business,
所以我就参加了我父亲的这个公司。
So I thought that he's gonna make me sit in a nice, beautiful cabin, give me all the positions, and I just need to just give directions and orders.
我以为我爸爸会把我摆在这个很好的位置上呢，我只要 向下属下命令就行了。
But then, it didn't happen.
但是呢
，He made me to the lowest position. He made me work with the people on the floor.
他呢，却把我放在最低的地位上，和其他的人一起工作。
I wanted to go in marketing. He made me learn finance.
我本来要做行销管理的。广告行销管理的，但是他却叫我做这个财务方面的事。
So brothers and sisters, I can see the same thing happening in my children's lives also. And we all know as parents what happens when we ask them to do what they don't like.
我也看到说，这也会发生在我自己的孩子身上。他会叫他们做他们所不喜欢做的事。
So I murmured and complained each day, and I don't know. I thought that my dad, what's wrong with him, and why is he doing all these things?
我就天天抱怨，并且我说爸爸怎么搞的？他已经哪里有问题，出了问题。
So I was in the finance for almost 3 years.
所以我就在财务部门呢做了三年。
He made me to work under people who were so harsh, so blunt, and I used to go home each day crying, and I was always so overwhelmed with everything.
我的同事或者长官都是非常苛刻的人，所以我每次回家呢就在家里哭泣。
So even though, imagine that I know that I am of the management, my father is the director, but he made me work in a position, and people who are below him, 3 levels, were pushing me, pondering me, hammering me each day for everything.
现在我父亲是那个这个公司的这个拥有人之一啊，但是他安排的长官呢就在这个压迫我并且苦待我。
So all my freedom, all my desires, all my motives were all brought to zero.
我的这个野心呢，我所想做的梦呢，都幻灭了。
Then by God's grace, as the company grew, so the management thought that it's time for a professional to run the business.
靠着主的怜悯呢，这个我的主管就另外有所安排。
So they brought in a CEO, and the CEO, the moment he saw me, he said that, what are you doing in finance department? You are more cut out for marketing. And he made me move into the marketing department.
那个新的这个执行长呢，就说你在这个财务部门做什么呢？那他就把我调到这个行销管理的部门。
And then I was, I had a good time there.
我就有这个我的工作在那里就非常美好。
And as a young man, even before I joined my dad's business, I had always a longing that I should see the world.
在没有参加我父亲的公司工作以前呢，我就一直有个梦想，我就要这个环游这个世界。
So I went to my dad and told him that I want to be a pilot.
所以我就跟我父亲讲，我想做那个司机，飞机的驾驶员。
But my dad, knowing my weaknesses, my limitations, he totally denied, he bluntly said no.
因为我父亲知道我的软弱，我的短处，他就跟我讲说不可以。
So this happened when I was at the age of 18, and now at the age of 28, when I move into marketing, and brothers and sisters, 10 years of waiting, and since the age of 28 until now, I've been only traveling and traveling and traveling, and God has given me such an immense opportunity to travel and see the world.
这是发生在我18岁的时候，我爸爸否决了我要做飞机驾驶员的梦想。然后到了28岁开始呢，我就开始呢，因着工作原因呢，就到世界各地去。
I just long to fly and just to go from one place to one place.
我就是喜欢坐飞机到各处去。
But then God has taken me to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south.
所以神就带我到东边，到西边，到 北边到南边。
And I thank God for giving me the opportunity.
我感谢神给我这样的机会。
Then they also, in this course of time, my dad moved me into supply chain and into sourcing.
这个时候呢，我父亲又把我摆在安排在这个做活物管理。
I never understood all these things, but I want to tell you that when I moved to this country, when I was given the opportunity to start a business here, then I understood the divine plan of God.
我当初不晓得为什么我父亲把我安排在这个活流管理的这个部门上，但是我现在呢就知道神背后有他的安排。
So only after 12 years, I could understand why did God make my father to go into finance? Why did he make me learn all these things? Because he was preparing me for a position.
所以到了十二年之后呢，我终于明白为什么神借着我的父亲呢，把我先摆在这个财务部门上，然后有这些如此的安排。
Today, as I handle the position of being an overseer, I can understand finance, I can understand supply chain, I can understand so many aspects of business, and I thank God that even though I murmured, I complained, and I had so many grudges, God made it to pass in my life.
那是神借着我父亲呢，做这些安排呢，是为了为今天呢，能够在我现在这个位置里面来管理整个公司里面各个部门的经理，所以我能够了解各个部门的情形。
So it not by willeth, nor by runneth, but by the mercy of God.
所以这边说不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，乃在乎神的怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, if today, if you are still not having any answers to things which are happening in your life.
今天如果你对于你现在所遭遇的还没有答案的话，
If you are seeing some relationships, if your bosses are being mean to you, or if your bosses are being tough on you,
在你的公司上工作的时候，你觉得你的老板对你非常的刻薄，
I can tell you one thing is that it's all for good.
我要向各位弟兄姊妹讲，这是为了你的好处。
As Romans 8:28 says, all things work for good who love God and you are called according to His purpose.
圣经里面第罗马书第八章二十八节说的到，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是爱他旨意被招的人，就是按他旨意被招的人。
Yes, brothers and sisters, I can testify that.I can see now why Lord, why the Heavenly Father took me through so many walks and so many detours, because He had a big picture, a big plan, and He was preparing me for it.
我现在知道说，天父为什么呢？这安排很多好像是弯曲的道路呢？因为他有一个目的。
As we were living in Mumbai before we moved here.
当我们搬到印度的蒙巴，蒙巴 ，What's the Chinese？ 蒙巴
，Yeah， 蒙巴 ，Yeah， we can say 蒙巴
，Yeah， 蒙巴。
So me and my wife long to have a house。
我们搬到蒙巴的时候呢，我跟我太太非常想要有一个房子。
So we had all the resources and we paid in some places we paid the token money also.
我们有钱去买房子，所以我们就这边去找房子。
But none of them ever materialized.
但是呢我们没有看到一个中意的。
Can you imagine for a young family and when you have neighbors, people asking you that, oh, you don't have a house?And what's because that's the way how people used to measure. I'm pretty sure here also many Asians people measure you based on owning a house.
我们知道这个在那个时候呢，就常常有人就问着，你怎么到现在还没有房子啊？因为那个时候我们现在也是一样哈，就是用房子来衡量你的价值。
And we used to always go to the Lord in tears, saying, Lord, why are you? What's happening? What's wrong? Why can't we afford to buy a house?
所以我们常常呢在主面前流泪祷告，说主啊，怎么回事？为什么到现在我们还不能买房子？
We came to know after 12 years.
然后我们有一个这个有人呢愿意把房子卖给我们。
It was God's sovereign will for us to move to this country.And to have a house here.
那是在又是十二年以后呢，我们在美国呢买到了一个房子。
So now we understood that why Lord did not make things to pass, why He brought so many obstacles and so many inconvenient things, because His divine plan, His sovereign plan was to come here and to fellowship with all of you.
所以十二年以后呢，我们就搬到美国，在美国买了房子。所以现在我们往后看呢、啊，往回头看，知道说为什么神没有叫我们在蒙白买房子，乃是他叫我们定居在美国，和在座的弟兄姊妹有这个交通。
I am the third son. I am the last son of my parents.
我是父母亲的第三个儿子，也是最后一个儿子，最小的儿子。
So I grew up in a family where I was always protected, I was always surrounded, and I never had to take any decisions, or I never had a need to do so.
因为我是最小呢，在家里从来一直都是被保护的，我从来不需要自己为自己做任何决定。
And in that comfort zone, God moved me out and brought into this country.
在这样这个让我觉得非常的舒适的环境中呢，神就把我带出来，带到美国。
Growing up in a very conservative family and a family which was devoted to God, not missing any Sunday.
我是从这个非常保守的家庭里面，也是非常敬虔的家庭里面，每个主日每周我们都有聚会。
Attending every conference, Bible conference, Sunday schools.
并且我们也参加教会的所有的主入学，并且所有的这个属灵的这个退休会。
The word of God, we used to recite and we used to memorize it.
并且我们呢在家里呢常常背圣经，背诵圣经。
And it was every morning, every evening having family gatherings.
在我们家庭长大的时候，我们就每天早上都有这个家庭的这个敬拜聚会。
So in such environment, God took me from there and brought me here.
在这样生长的环境中呢，神把我带出来，然后把我带到这里。
And now I can tell you that He brought me for a purpose.
我现在呢看到说，神将把我带出来是有他的目的的。
What was that purpose? That to understand.It's not only reciting and reading the word of God, but allowing that word to live in your life and to walk accordingly.
光光背圣经，是不够的，乃是怎样能够活出这个主的话在我们生命中。
And brothers, sisters, I've learned in this congregation, and this is what I learned the last 9 years of my stay in this country.
我呢在这个聚会中呢学习了很多很多，我在这个聚会已经九年了，学习了很多的功课。
Imagine how God moves things, moving me from the other part of the world and bringing me here along with my family and not knowing anything and establishing my steps in this country.
想想看神怎样把我从那么遥远的地方带到这里，然后这个在这里建立家庭。
And howHe introduces brothers and sisters, and through their fellowship, how I am able to learn and encourage and understand that the word of God, it's not only just by reciting, but it's by living that life and it's experiencing that life.
神怎样把我带到这个聚会中呢？让我看到说，不但是 要记住主的话，更是要借着聚会生活呢，要把这个神的话活出来。
And I thank God for that.
我为此深深感谢神。
I strongly believe that as we read in Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself.
我深深 Go ahead.
It is not in the man that walketh to direct his steps.
他说耶和华呀，我晓得人的道路由不得自己。
So my encouragement to young brothers and young sisters that as our parents, as our elders, as they correct us, as they direct us, as they mentor us, take it as an encouragement, as a step to your success.
我为着我们中间的年轻人呢说，我们的父母，我们教会着或者是在家中的长老们，或者是带领我们的人等等。
I can tell you one thing is that it all those instructions and the chastening of my parents and what I learned in the church, it all worked for good.
所有他教导我们的一切，安排的一切，或在教会里面所领受的一切，都是为着我们的好处。
And I thank God for that.
我为此感谢主。
So we just actually have just introduced, so I don't know how we can cover, but I will just give an outline and we'll see how we can go about it.
这是我所要交通的一些开场白，我现在还有一点时间，我想尽力的把我想要分享的讲完。
So we saw about God's sovereign plan and His will.
我们看到神的主权和他的好，像为我们所打算的好处。
And in this will, He has two vessels. One is for honor, and one is for dishonor.
我们看到在神的家中呢，他发现有两种器皿，一个是为着尊贵的器皿，一个是卑贱的器皿。
And through the vessel of honor, God is showing His mercy and through that vessel of honor, He is able to reveal and He is showing His glory to the vessel of honor.
对于做这个贵重器皿的呢，他呢乃是显出他的怜悯和荣耀。
And through the vessel of dishonor,
对于这个做卑贱器皿的人呢，
God is showing His wrath and that vessel of dishonor and bringing it to destruction.
神乃是显明他的怒气，并且呢，最终引到灭亡。
And now we see a similar passage in the book of Timothy also that we are introduced to vessels.
在提摩太后书里呢，我们也看到同样的这个观点，就是说到贵重的器皿和卑贱的器皿。
So I will try to see how best I can sum it up, and if not, please forgive me for that.
我想尽快的把它分享出来，但是如果我不行的话，请你们原谅我。
Yeah, let's go to the book of Timothy.
那我们读这个提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Verse 20 and 21.
20和21节。
But in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，也有作为卑贱的。
If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
This letter is by Apostle Paul to Timothy.
这是使徒保罗写给提摩太的 书信。
So Timothy was a pastor in the church of Ephesus.
我们知道这个提摩太这个时候在以弗所教会牧会。
And Ephesus was like a metropolitan and a very, I would say, a very commercial place.
以弗所那个城市呢是非常发达并且商业的中心。
And the church was going through some challenges.
那教会在那里经过一些难处。
Lot of infiltration of culture, of sexual morality, and of a lot of other, the unbelievers, their information was getting distorting and infiltrating the church.
教会里面就会被这个当地的风俗习惯和当地的这个对于圣经解释的异端都渗入到教会中。
I feel that it is very similar to the current times.
我发现呢，和我们现在的教会所处的处境一样。
For me, I see that we are also now trying to bring in the outside world and trying to make it a mixture, and a lot of carelessness, casualty is creeping in.
我看到现在教会也是有很多这个从世界上来的风俗习惯，很多其他的事情在教会中。
During our times, as I grew up, if I had to get into the world, or I had to get spoiled, or I had to go maybe to outside the house, meet my friends, and it was not so easy.
假如我在成长的时候长大的时候呢，假如我想要这个享受一下这个社会里面的一些坏东西的话，我就要离开教会去找我的朋友。
I remember my father never even gave us a television till I finished my high school.
我们家中呢，我记得我们家中没有电视，一直到我到高中的时候，我爸爸才买了电视给我们看。
And even when there was television, the television ran only for like 2 or 3 hours in the morning or 2 or 3 hours in the evening. And by midday, it's off.
那个虽然有了电视呢，它就是早上只开两三个小时，下午再开两三个小时。那么在这个假期的时候，就是电视是不打开的。
We had one phone in the house, and it was somewhere in the corner of the house.
我们只有一台电视，它是在那个在家的一个角落里。
So we never even dared to give our phone numbers to a friend because it can be any time picked up by our mother or by father.
哦，那个他的手机啊，只有一个，是在那个一个家庭的一个角落里，因为我的朋友也不敢打电话了，因为他们知道说是我父母亲会接那个电话。
By the time we reached in the 20s, that's the time when we first knew what a cell phone was.
到我20岁以后才知道什么叫做这个智慧手机。
But brothers and sisters, we don't know today that you don't need to go outside. The temptation is right in our hands.
我们现在知道说，你实在不需要进到世界里面，你就能够学会各样的坏事。
Sorry to say, sometimes it can be not in our hands or where it's right in the house where we can, as we listen to the word of God and maybe our minds and our phones can go, using our phones we can get distracted.
我们就在我们待在家里呢，就能学会世界，就能受世界各样的影响，因为就算你读经的时候呢，手机也会响。
As much as our parents, we feel sad, but I know that it is hard on our children also.
我知道很多父母呢为这个感到悲伤无助，我在想说很多的年轻人心中可能也有这样的感觉。
It's a challenge, I can say, brothers and sisters, as parents and as youngsters or as children who have become so addicted to the technology or to the gadgets.
对于做父母的和做儿女呢，这都是一个难处，因为我活在这个科技发达的时代。
So my burden this today was that the only way we can, as we saw in this verse, of being a vessel unto honor is by being found in the house of God.
我们在这边看到是在神的家里面呢，我们要做一个做贵重的器皿。
And we can be a vessel of honor by some of the points which I want to share, and we will see if God will, we can see it some other time.
我本来想要在这里分享我们几点呢，怎样做这个贵重的器皿，但是我想时间不够了，我们想以后再分享。
First is to have a desire and for God's word and for desire to know the heavenly things.
第一个就是我们心里面必须要渴慕主的话，并且渴慕天上的事。
So we'll run, but Jacob had that desire.
我们看到说雅各有这种渴想。
As much as he was cunning, as much as he was trying to do the things by his own self, but he had a longing for the heavenly things.
我们知道虽然雅各本人呢是非常狡猾的人，他是非常有缺点的人，但是他心里面呢向往着天上的事。
That is what helped God to show his glory in him and to use him and to reveal him and work in him.
就是为什么神呢愿意将他的荣耀给他，并且在他的心中，在他们来这个造就他。
Then, when you have that kind of desire, then you need to have a life of separation.
有了这种渴望以后呢，你需要有一个这个得救的生命。
So we can see that in the life of Moses.
我们可以看到这个在摩西的身上。
We'll read this verse, and we don't have time to meditate, but we'll go there.Book of Hebrews,
在希伯来书第十一章
Chapter 11,
希伯来书第十一章
Chapter 11 and verse 24, 25 and 26,
在24, 25, 26节
By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Choosing verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of this world.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Then enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt.
26节，他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, Pharaoh when, Moses, when he was in the, when Pharaoh's daughter chose him, there was no heir to the throne.
我们知道这个当法老女儿啊找到他的时候呢，法老自己是没有后世的。
If and Moses could have easily been the next king of Egypt.
摩西呢，很自然的呢，就能成为法老的继承者。
But we see here is that he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
所以你在这边却听到说，他不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Choosing rather to suffer.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦。
He chose to suffer. Not that he went through suffering, but he chose to suffer.
他这边说到是他选择和神的百姓同受苦。
Today, we have a choice between suffering and comfort, shame or elevation. You know very well what am I going to choose.
假如我们有选择，一个是受苦，那么一个是平坦的道路，不受苦的，那我们都知道我们会选哪一条。
Brothers and sisters, he chose to suffer.
我们知道摩西在这里因着信，他选择受苦。
Suffer affliction with the people of the world, and then enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
所以这个世界上的人说呢，他不愿意享受那个暂时享受最终之乐。
We can okay. We'll rush then. Okay, so we'll come back again on this if God willing. Then this is the separation. Then there is service.
然后
submission.
然后我们看到这个我们对服事的一个态度。
Submission is very important.
所以服事的态度非常重要的。
When you have a desire, when you have a separated life, then with that attributes, you start submitting to God's will.
当你为主过一个分别的生活了以后呢，你就要对神的旨意有这个顺服的心。
This is what I like about Moses and I like about Jacob.
所以这是为什么我喜欢雅各跟摩西的原因。
As much as both of them had a desire, but they had their own plan.
虽然他们两位都有这个渴慕，但是他们自己都有自己的打算。
So God, in His sovereign will, made them to unlearn their plans, their goals, and the motives the way He does in our lives and He did in my life.
所以在神的主权和智慧中呢，就是他们放弃他们原来有的打算和计划。
And he made them unlearn and chose them or taught them the submission in their life.
让他们学习怎样顺服。
So desire leads to separation. Separation plus submission equal to service.
所以我们看到呢，这个从渴望到分别为圣，然后到顺服。这三样加起来就等于服事。
And we know how Moses, we know how Jacob, finally when they were able to come under the submission and the authority of God, they were able to serve the Lord.
我们看到从雅各和摩西的身上，就是他们经过渴望、渴慕、分别，并且顺服呢，我们看到他们才在那里服侍我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, God has chosen each one of us.
弟兄姐妹们，神拣选了我们中间的每一位。
In His sovereign plan, He has chosen you to be a vessel.
他拣选我们做器皿。
But it is up to us, to our will. Do you want to be a vessel of gold or silver?
但是呢，这决定在我们呢，我们要选择作为是金器、银器
or a vessel of wood，
或者是金器。
Growing up and of course even now in my house when Prasanna keeps lot of very you know expensive plates and cutlery and she uses them only when we have special guests in the house.
我知道在我们家里也是，我的姊妹呢就预备一种很贵重的器皿呢，平常不用，只有在特殊的客人来到我们中间的时候，她才用这些器皿。
And sometimes back in India we used to keep some cutlery, some things or some dishes which were made of silver.
我们知道很多的在印度的时候，我们很多的家里的用的这些器具都是用纯银打造的。
And they were only used on when you had some special guest whom you thought that you need to impress them or you need to make them feel special.
只有在这个特殊的贵宾很这个贵重的人来到我们中间的时候，我们才摆出来。
And those are the vessels of silver and gold.
这些器皿就是金器跟银器。
Are we using our lives, the vessel which God, as a vessel which God has given us, are we using it for His good works? Or are we going to be like this? In some of the houses, we have the vessels outside your house, whereas you walk in, whether it's sometimes of earth, where you walk in and spit in that or use it for not special use, but for the, like a, just regular use.
或者你愿意是选择做一个木器、瓦器，那是有时候会在外面满了那个灰尘和泥土。
So, how is our lives, and how are we using it in the house of God?
我们的生命在神的家中，我们要怎样用它呢
？If you want to be a vessel unto honor, made of silver and gold, we need to have a desire.
如果我们要做贵重的器皿，做金器、银器，那么我们心中先要有一个渴慕。
A life of separation.
渴慕，并且有一个得救的生命。
And submission.
并且呢，对神呢要顺服。
Which will help us to be a vessel unto honor and useful for the master, prepared unto every good work.
这样呢，我们经过自解啊，脱离这卑贱的事啊，我们就能够在神的手中啊，成为这个贵重圣洁，成为主可用的器皿。
May the Lord help us.
但愿主帮助我们。
And I know that I may have missed and the sequence some because I had to rush, but God may reveal, show His, explain to us. You all, when you go home, you can meditate on this and understand that God wants us to be a vessel unto honor.
虽然是因着时间的关系呢，我们有提到很多点很比较详细的，但是弟兄姊妹回去以后能够在这些经文中默想，能够得到教训。
In limitations and in whatever God may rest in it and may speak to us and individually and as a church.
但愿呢神能够在我们中间呢，在我们个体身上或是在整个教会的身上呢，能够显出他的旨意。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Loving Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父神，
we thank you for thy plan and purpose regarding the mankind.
我们感谢你在人的身上所要显明的你的神圣的旨意。
Thank you for the way thou assembled us together in this morning fashion.
今天早晨，我也为着今天早晨你召聚我们聚集，我们也感谢你。
Dear Lord, wherever the words are not clear,Dear Lord, Thou may speak to Thy children, and Thou may, O Lord, fill the gaps.
当我们如果有任何不清楚的地方，但愿你能够使这些地方能够变成清楚。
Then the days to come may be a vessel of honor.
但愿我们都能够在你手中作为贵重的器皿。
Useful for the master.
是合乎主用。
Prepared unto every good work.
是预备行各样的善事。
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。阿门。Amen.